you've ever struggled with having faith, wrestled with your past mistakes, or longed for a deeper relationship with Jesus, you're not alone. Bloom with Deb is a podcast for people seeking to grow spiritually and discover how God's grace gives us strength to face life's challenges. If you're ready to deepen your faith, join us as we biblically live out our mission. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2. Have you discovered a love for the Word of God that is more delightful than wine? Is your relationship with God more delightful than anything else the world has to offer? On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, where would you rate your desire to grow closer to God? Take a minute to evaluate where your heart is and be honest with yourself. The fact that you are listening to this podcast is an indication that you are seeking more of God. You are hungry, and I bet your desire to grow in understanding has led you to bloom. Biblically, live out your mission. So pat yourself on the back and jump in with both feet. The water is warm. Or maybe you're not seeking it, but you felt a tug to listen to this episode out of curiosity. In Romans 3, the Word of God says that no one seeks God. He is actually the one pursuing you. Think about that. What is spiritual maturity? And how do we know if we've attained it? I had a great discussion with my Bloom community group of young ladies about their spiritual role models and what a mature believer looks like. Cora said, "I recognize a spiritually mature person when their first reaction is to go to God with everything." Anna's answer was, "A mature believer consistently considers, what is God teaching me through this situation?" I agree with Cora and Anna and believe a spiritually mature person is one who is actively continuing to grow in their relationship with God through Jesus Christ. An ongoing relationship with consistent growth is a progressive journey. It is not the goal that's important. It's about becoming the person who can achieve the goal. Once you have salvation and a relationship with God, how deep and intimate you want that relationship to be is up to you. Some people stay in the shallow end of the pool and hold back from exploring deeper water. The same is true with their understanding and faith. If you don't grow, you are settling for less than God's best and might miss the fullness of the abundant life God has planned for you. John 10:10 from the NIV version says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." When you are intentional about growing spiritually, you experience more understanding and gain wisdom from God's word. You discover your purpose and accomplish good works God has prepared for you to do. Today is your day to dive into the deep end and experience the adventure God has for you. The God of the universe, who created you for such a time as this, is mindful of you. Think about that. He wants to connect with you and desires to reveal more of his love and power to you. Are you open to seeing what he has in store for you? Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Songs 1-2. It is important to know who the Shulamite is speaking to in this passage to fully grasp her intentions. She is speaking directly to God, the Father. She is asking the Father to take her to a new level of understanding of who he is. Have you ever asked to know more of God? Have you ever asked to know God more? That's a good question, too. Karen Hibbard, now Karen Krebs, she's the one who led me to Christ, and she's been one of my spiritual mentors who is on staff with CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ. She sends out a newsletter to her ministry partners every month. She closes with different prayer requests. But I've noticed over the past, 33 years I've known her now, not 27. So I've noticed over the past 33 years that she consistently writes, "Pray that I would know God more." I always admire that about Karen. In my eyes, she is a spiritual leader who knows a lot more about God than I do. So for her to ask to know God more year after year greatly inspires me to keep striving to know him more. Paul wrote the Ephesians this prayer: I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. That's in Ephesians 1:17. Even Paul sees the value of growing and knowing God better and better. He's praying for that. He says, I keep asking. That's interesting. We can learn a lot from Paul and Karen's example, as well as from the Shulamite woman who wants to grow in wisdom and knowledge regarding God's true character. May we continue to be teachable and hungry to learn more. God is setting up divine appointments for us to grow in our faith and impact others. When I moved to Jacksonville in 2009, I met a 66-year-old man named Thomas at the beach who had been an atheist most of his life. That day, though, he was open to believing there was something more out there. He admitted his confusion and doubts, but also his curiosity. He wanted to hear my testimony and have a real conversation about faith. Was it just a coincidence that God brought me across his path? I don't think so. I believe in divine appointments. These are moments that God ordains, moments where he positions us in the right place at the right time to be his hands, his feet, and even his voice. Thomas didn't just need answers, he needed someone to listen, someone to walk alongside him in his questions. And maybe that's where you are today. Maybe you're like Thomas, searching, wondering if God is real, if he truly speaks, if he truly sees you. Or maybe you're the one God is preparing for a divine appointment of your own. God is setting up moments in your life, opportunities for you to step out, to share your story, and to be bold in love. The question is, will you be ready? Will you say yes when God prompts you to speak to someone about your faith and share your testimony? Sometimes we hesitate. We feel unqualified. We think, I don't know enough of the Bible, or what if I say the wrong thing? What if they ask me a question I don't know how to answer? These are all valid questions. But here's the truth. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Think about that. He works through willing hearts, not perfect people. If we wait until we feel fully prepared, we'll miss the very moments that he's placed in front of us. So today, as you're listening, I want you to think about the people in your life, maybe your friends, family members, coworkers, maybe even a stranger at the beach like Thomas or a neighbor next door. Who is God placing on your heart? Who needs to hear your story? Who needs to know that the God who created them loves them deeply and personally? I challenge you, friend, pray for divine appointments. Ask God to open doors, to give you courage, and to prepare the hearts of those you will meet. And when the opportunity comes, step into it with faith. This is what you asked for. Why are you surprised that these opportunities come? Because when we do, we experience the fullness of what it means to walk in intimacy with Jesus. We begin to see the world differently, not as a series of random events, but as a beautiful woven tapestry of God's love, calling us deeper and deeper into relationship with him. So, as you go about your day, be expectant, be open. And when you feel that nudge, that prompting in your spirit, don't ignore it. That just might be God setting up a divine appointment for you to encourage somebody along their spiritual journey. Remember, the deep end of faith is where true adventure begins. So let's dive in deep. Thanks for listening to episode 3. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Let's walk this journey together, growing in faith, grace, and purpose. Don't forget, Jesus loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, keep blooming. Thanks for joining the Bloom with Deb podcast. If you want to dive deeper into the meaning behind Song of Songs, check out my Bloom book series available on Amazon. The first book is Learning to Bloom, and the second is Time to Bloom. Great to read on your own, but even better when you gather your friends and use the discussion questions provided for each chapter. If you have questions you want answered on the podcast, email me at bloomwithdeb@gmail.com. See you next time.